So perhaps this is the priority discussion for us to have, this, the historical and up to and including the present complicity of we in the so-called West who have been slightly more privileged, quote unquote, who have accepted all unconscious powers proposition, we will grant you for your silence better stuff, a little convenience. Perhaps the issue to discuss is one of basic fairness. Is it fair for the burden of carrying the system to be disproportionately set, particularly after hundreds of years of the same folks taking that hit under this present manifestation of class? And then I thought again about this matter of what is the priority discussion. After waiting in line on New Year's and squeezing into a bookstore to get a $4 calendar, and then, in addition, finally snagging the winter 2014 edition of our local anarchist newspaper, Slingshot, because I'd been looking for one. And by the way, I mean, these used to be in the library and in the local grocery store near where I live, but no more. And not only Slingshot has gone missing, the student paper of UC Berkeley was also not in evidence at the library this past fall when I was trying to get details on the occupation going on back then. And the free weeklies are down to one in my area. We used to have an abundance of them. Tight control of us requires tight control of our access to information, and they particularly want us to have nowhere to go on a local level, because it is locally we have to begin these discussions, that they want information to be tightly controlled in between us in our conversations, and they definitely want to know who is reading what and how much. And how do you do that unless you herd our access to a single point of access called the internet? So I'd been looking for another Slingshot ever since, and thinking about the April 27th show, I discovered NC Stan's exhilarating account of the Taksim Square occupation called Resistance Takes Root, Rebellion in Turkey's Taksim Square, and that was the summer edition, 2014 edition of Slingshot. And we discussed that in the April 27, 2014 radio show. Now, I haven't been able to read all of this current winter issue yet. And reading of late, as I've said already, and will probably make reference to in the future, it's become difficult. And as I am constantly challenged, as I've also already said, by the bombardment, that which they don't want us to talk about, the fact that a big chunk of the knowledge they want to have a monopoly on is the knowledge of how to repress dissent. And I guess you could think of it as an environmental intervention. You change the environment in which folks try to dissent, try to engage in resistance, and particularly do it clandestine. And there, you've controlled the children effortlessly. Just as Townsend said a couple hundred years ago, quietly, no noise, no muss, no fuss. He was advocating back then, make them hunger, and then they'll do what you want. No muss, no fuss. And it hasn't changed. That's what the paycheck means. You keep folks dancing for that paycheck, you can make folks do anything. And I've learned that the hard way. Trust.